we fill this place. Just wanna be with you. Just wanna be with you. King of glory, fill this place. Just wanna be with you.
Yes, we do.
Just wanna be with you. King of glory, fill this place. Just wanna be with you. We just wanna be with you. King of glory, fill this place. Just wanna be with you.
Yes, we do.
Just wanna be with you. Just wanna be with you. We just wanna be with you. We just wanna be with you.
Yes, Lord.
We just wanna be with you. You give life. You are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. Great are you, Lord. You give life. You are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. Great are you, Lord. Every day you are Lord. Great are you, Lord. Every day you're great, Lord. Great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord, and all the will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Yes, great are you, Lord, and all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. Great are you, Lord. Yes, you are. Every day you are, Lord. Great are you, Lord. You are great and worthy to be praised, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Hallelujah. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I've ever done. Yes, Jesus. In his arms I feel protected. In his arms I'm never disconnected. In his arms I feel protected. There's no place I'd rather be. Falling in love with Jesus. Hallelujah. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I've ever done. Yes, it is the best thing I've ever done. Oh, yes, is the best thing I've ever done. Yes. I'm in love with Jesus, and he's in love with me. I'm in love with Jesus, and he's in love with me. Oh, I'm in love with Jesus. Yes, and he's in love with me. And I say yes, 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 Lord. I say yes, 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 Lord. So, King of glory, fill this place. We just want to be with you. We just want to be with you. We just want to be with you. Yes, Lord. We just want to be with you. Oh, lift up your voices and give God the...
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let us take a moment and go to our Father in prayer. Lord, we give you glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise. Our very next breath is dependent upon you. We don't take our relationship with you lightly. We don't take your miracles, mercy, and blessings lightly. Lord, I ask that you continue to bless the Master's Call and the TMC family. Bless our leaders, Dr. PK, for her faithfulness. Bless our leader, Dr. V, for her wisdom. Bless each and every member of our team for their willingness to participate on this call every morning, 5 days a week, Lord. Rain, sleet, or snow, holiday or no holiday, we are on this call, not because of anything great about us, Lord, but because of the obedience that you taught us, which is better than sacrifice. Bless the Artist Life family, Lord, for supporting this call, Lord. We bless the labor of all of the workers and all of the participants for Artist Life, Lord. Bless the labor of their hands. Bless each and every family that's represented on this call this morning. Those who called in, those who wanted to call in, those that typically call in, and those that called in and may not have an opportunity to state their name and where they're calling from. Lord, you know each and every individual that's on this call this morning, and you know their need. It's not necessary that we or myself know their need, but that you are all-seeing and all-knowing and all-powerful, and you know their needs. You know their praise reports. You know their victories and their defeats. You know their trials and tribulations that are going on in their family and in their lives, Lord. We bring that before your altar this morning. We lay it at your feet. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We're doing what you've told us to do to the best of our ability, is that we are praying without ceasing. We're praying when we're on this call. We're fasting and praying in supplication when we're not on this call. And we are doing life at the same time. Lord, have mercy on us. Be gracious. We thank you for new mercies today, Lord. And your word tells us not to be weary in well-doing. So regardless of what's going on the political scene or in our families or during this pandemic, Lord, we ask and we pray that we not grow weary in well-doing. Why? Because in due season, we will reap. We shall reap if we faint not. So don't faint. Keep your faith. Keep your trust in the Lord. Say an encouraging word. Stay away from negativity, negative talk, negative social media, negative people. Be with us, Lord. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen. Host, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me, Ms. Ruth?
Loud and clear, sister.
Thank you so much. Good morning. Good morning. This is a joyful morning. This is a blessed morning. Thank you, Minister Ruth, for that greatness and this morning and starting off on that powerful, powerful prayer. Thank you, Minister Tiffany. Yes, yes, I'm falling in love with Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for your willingness and your greeting, tongue is to say. We appreciate you so much. And I just want to say I am so, so blessed this morning for our new administration. We thank God everything went well. My name is Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. Let me just share a little with you about this awesome call that we are on. And this is October 2010. Two amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. P.K. Robinson, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherstone, started us on this journey. And I am so grateful this morning. I'm so grateful. that we started this journey. And they stand on the scripture, 88:13, but you are cried out, O Lord, in the morning my prayer comes before you. Yes, we have a mission statement to enrich, to empower believers as they begin their day. And also we have a website that you can review 24/7. Anytime something's wrong, you just start share this website, themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. All the messages have been archived on that site, as well as our bio of our speakers. Today is day 18, fasting and praying. You know, I'm on the fast. I'm so grateful. So many things are happening that I am so thankful just for this. Pray for fresh and new ordained prophecies and certificates from heaven and Christ-centered, creative, and anointed acceleration of the manifestation of our goals and dreams and vision. Isaiah 43:18. Remember, we yet not former the things, neither consider the things of old. 19 said, behold, I will do all things. Now it shall spring forth, and shall we not know it? I will even make a you in the wilderness and a river in the desert. So everyone, please review the masterscall.net. And if you're not on the fast, just join us now. God sees us and he understands. So whatever day you want to, we just want you to join us. And I'm so grateful to be on that journey. Well, let me just share with you also a theme for the year 2021 with this strategic shifting of prophetic, suddenly, and whole stands are being established and supernatural revealed. Mark 16:15-20. If you've been led by the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, as a greeter, as Minister Ruth, and as a host, as yours truly, you want to share a word, and you may even have a prayer request, a praise report, please submit all of your information at info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and our prayer journal minister, Brenda Terrell, will contact you. But on Friday, we have a treat, so you can stay over and also share your prayer request and praise report live. So we thank you for that. Our phenomenal company is Artist International, which was established by the Diaz Daily Own family over 31 years ago. We are now called Artist Life. We're great products to help the world become healthy and wealthy, and you can share with anyone that you come in contact with. The new morning motivation calls is held Monday through Friday. After this call, a team of great leaders and vital information and benefits of the wonderful Artist Life products. That number is 712-770-4005. 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-pound. 294-617-pound. If your service is T-Mobile, Boost Mobile, Metro PCS, we have a free bypass number that you call first. That number is 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707. And today is Thursday, and the testimony Thursday, so we will everyone to join us after this call. For, please, as I say, we are on day 18 for the praying and fasting, so join us. And also, I want to say, everyone, please check your back office for the updates and the WhatsApp app or anything that we'll be dealing there, so you will be in touch with what's going on. Keep us focused on what we're doing. So we are so grateful this morning. But you know what? It's time for me to stop because I have the privilege of introducing you to one of our co-founders. She's no stranger to this call. She's one of the starters all. I'm so grateful. I have to smile because I have got ejected, but I thank God for the ejection because I would not have been doing this if she had not ejected me out of this mess. So I'm thanking God for her. Well, let me just give her Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. As a successful 12-year career industrial engineer in the corporate America, Dr. Vanessa Wilson accepted her call into ministry. Dr. Vanessa Wilson enrolled in Oral Roberts University, okay, Oral Roberts University in Tulsa, Oklahoma, in January 1999. She's ordained on January 15, 1995. She's the founder of Direct Van Ness, Dr. Vanessa Network, a network introduction and self-improvement organization which introduced the body to body by joining believers. So we know what? I'm just going to do a little bit more, and I'm not going to go through a whole bio. She has a bio that I will be reading, and you know what? She's at the minister. She's going to bring a beautiful word. And let me say, she's also one of our artist distributors. And I'm so grateful to be introducing her today. And not only that, let me just jump down because she has a lot. She has a bio. If you go on themastercall.net and read her bio. Oh my God, Dr. Vanessa found her serving in the senior pastor at the Gathering of the Eagles Worship Center in Dallas, Texas. She's also traveled international and ministry and practiced prophetic word of God gathering of the Eagles in ministry, all along teaching weekly classes for her gathering of the Eagle Fathers Institute. And let me introduce you to some and present to others nothing than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Are you out there?
Yes, I am, the Right Reverend Honorable Cynthia Cox. I love it. Appreciate you so much. Excited about your growth and that all God's doing in you and through you. Thank you so much for hosting this call today. And to Miss Sunshine, where it is bright and early out there on that California coast, thank you, Minister Tiffany, for truly with your anointed voice, just worshiping God, brought us right into the very throne room of God. So love and appreciate you. She has truly been with this call and with this TNC family from the very beginning. And we just love and adore her. And then we just thank my co-founder. I heard her shout out earlier there in that Monticello, Mississippi town, my co-laborer in the vineyard with this call and with so many boons I'm talking about. And other than Dr. P.K. Roberts, we love and esteem you, the God in you, appreciate all you do. And to our entire Master's Call family, greetings, warmest kingdom greetings I bring to each and every one of you. Most of you all are still in the overflow from yesterday, just excited about the newness, the possibilities. We are in our 18th day of our corporate fast. We're excited about what God is doing in us and through us. And yesterday, I ministered and continued in our series on fasting and prayer 101. Fasting and prayer 101. And our text for that, which all of us are very familiar with Matthew, that 17th chapter, but honing in on verse 21 that reads in our hearts and minds today that, however, this kind does not go out except by fasting and prayer. And we've been talking about the power and the importance of fasting and praying, living a fasted lifestyle, living a lifestyle in conjunction with prayer. The prophetic theme that God has given us that Minister Cynthia read is God's strategic shifting. If you don't think God is doing some strategic shifting, I don't know what rock you're living under, but even yesterday, it bubbled up in my spirit when now the majority whip, James Claiborne from South Carolina, they were questioning him and brought back how he resurrected President Joe Biden's career with just his endorsement of Joe Biden as he was heading into the campaign trail, and they were going to South Carolina, and the black vote came out as it did and just totally shifted that entire campaign for President Joe Biden, where he is now able to be called President Joe Biden. And then after God's strategic shifting the prophetic suddenlies. God allows some things that seem like they blindsided you, but God saw. But there were some prophetic things that had been in the womb of God and even in our prophetic wombs, and suddenly, sometimes prematurely to us, but right on time for God, they suddenly manifest. And get ready, in 2021, there are going to be several prophetic suddenlies where you're going to hear yourself say, I did not see that coming. As much as I have been praying and fasting, and it's not always negative. Most of it is part of the process. Even the pain of this pandemic, the problems that it has proposed, it is birthing, shaking, making some folks see America as it truly always has been. For many of us of color, we can't say make America great again, because it's been a great country, but it's never been totally great, free, or just for many of us. So the prophetic suddenlies are on the way. So God's strategic shifting, prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards. The key thread that you'll see through it all is that it'll be done with a spirit of righteousness. Holy standards. I've been saying it a lot because I want to drill it in your spirits. No more of the sloppy agape, and no more of the holy hustle where you're cutting corners that mimic, resemble a con, a scam, but a holy standard, pure motives, pure intentions. That's what's being established and supernaturally revealed. And we talked about over our last times together about the acronym for FAST, faithfully allowing spiritual time, faithfully allowing spiritual testing. We're talking about the things that a fasting will do in us and through us when the Jehovah Makedesh, yeah, that's that purifying, sanctifying power of the Holy Ghost, burning out of us all the dross, burning out of us. You know how dross, where you put a pot on the of water on the stove, and if there's any impurities in it, it's rising to the top where you can skim it off. All of us have some dross in us from day to day because we live in this fallen world, and we need the Jehovah Makedesh that happens through fasting and prayer in the Hebrew. So we went over going through 12 examples of things to believe for and practice, and I went over the first 6 and 7 yesterday, so I'm going to pick up from there and encourage you to go to the website and listen to the previous lesson so you can be caught up. But I'm going to start on 7 today, more examples of things to believe for and practice while we're fasting and praying. Number seven, I will speak words of peace in every problem in my life. I will speak words of peace. That peace there, Jehovah Shalom, the peace of God, nothing missing, nothing broken. To every problem. See, there's going to be problems because the devil every day is going to hurl fiery darts at us to create chaos, to create confusion. But I tell you what, if you speak, that's what you have the authority as a believer. The words of peace to every problem. And that old prophet Isaiah in the 26th chapter, we quote it all the time, that third verse. We say it a lot at home going and transitions, but every day in your life, speak the peace of God. Stop liking drama. It says something about your flesh when you can tell me about every housewife chapter from Atlanta to Houston, wherever the housewives franchise is, you can tell me the different characters in New York. That's your flesh liking drama, and you should try to dwell in a place of peace. Go and say amen or oh me, ain't nobody listening but Jesus. Isaiah 26:3 says, you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. That's the NIV. King James says, he'll keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. See, when you stay on him, that means when folks come at you cray-cray, you know, bona fide crazy, you with the eyes of Christ, say, God, show me the root of the matter. Show me what's causing this so we can diffuse it, calm it down. I think the transition of power to what we have as a president today is because he has kept talking about bringing the temperature down where you don't go from 0 to 100. You know folks like that. You say one thing to them and they fly all the way off the handle. They don't even speed up. They just go warp speed from 0 to 100. No filters, no keeping peace in your heart and spirit. So today, in your time of fasting and praying, when the enemy is just being the enemy, you open up your mouth and you decree and declare, I speak the peace of God in this situation, in every problem in your life. Make a decision while you're fasting and praying, because the enemy will attack your mind. The enemy will try to take you down that yellow brick road that if this happens, oh, then that'll happen. And oh, my God, if that happens, then this can happen. And oh, my Jesus. And you're worrying, and psychologists tell us over 80% of what we worry about for tomorrow never, ever even happens. Because that's a tool of the enemy. So decide in your life that you're going to purpose to find a place of peace and calming. And for some of y'all, it's going to be a big fight. It's going to be a WWF, World Federation of Fighting, because you're so used to drama and confusion and anxiety. But this fast time, this time of prayer, let's bring it in. I'm trying to move from that, but God is not letting me, because some of you all, you have missed divine opportunities and strategic setups because you have not had the peace of God speak to your heart. That simple prayer that Psalms 23 talks about, laying down in green pastures. See, it's one thing about sheep being beside the still waters. Any kind of confusion really rattles them, and a good shepherd will speak peace, just like a mother will speak to that baby and that child to calm them down. Learn to calm your spirit. The principalities of chaos are upset because the people of God in America are praying and uprooting these strongholds of racism, of entitlement, of things that have kept this country off balance and not reaching its full potential. We're in progress, but if you don't have peace, you can't hear God clearly. A lot of us haven't been able to hear God clearly, and I'm speaking prophetically that God wants to clear the clutter so that the line, the frequency line from heaven has a clear reception going. I thought I was going to finish today, but I hear you, God. Then number eight, I will not worry. I will trust that God is in control. I will not worry. 1 Peter 5, in that 5th chapter, that 7th verse, says to cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. The King James says, cast all your cares upon him because he cares for you. What good does it do for us to take things to the altar of prayer and not leave it there, but pick it up and take it back to our seats, back to our situations? No. God says, take your burdens. You know that song? Take your burdens to the Lord and what? Leave them there. It didn't say cleave to them there. It said leave them there. That's a mindset. And fasting and prayer and this 101 class will fortify your faith to be able to say, God, I'm leaning and dependent and totally trusting in you. Through the years when I got set free of that, when I've learned the power of taking your burdens to the Lord and leaving them there, I have watched myself mature so much in staying calm in the midst of confusion. Because when the enemy comes in, I'm no different than anybody else. See, when he comes to me and says, you better be worried about that, I'm like, hold up. You got to go talk to God about that, because, see, I left that with him. And me and you ain't got nothing else to talk about, because I'm in a place called trust. I'm in a place called peace. I'm in a place called faith. And so you can't rattle me with that. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do is pray in the spirit, is to see it already done. So I'm under the blood of Jesus. So devil, you better take that on to God. So you know what happens? It stops right there. But see, how many of us, when the enemy comes at us, fiery darts are hurled at us, do we start rehearsing the problem? Do we start rehearsing the downfall? Do we start rehearsing the hurt? Some folks have been divorced 10 years, and you listen to them talk about the divorce and the tears and the true anxiety that they portray, you would have thought that divorce was just 2 weeks old. Why? Because they've never let their hearts be healed. You know, simple with your body. When you have a scar, an open wound, and you put the antiseptic in it. See, that's the word of God for us in our spirit to clean it out. And you put a bandage over it so a scab can come and heal. And then eventually it'll just be a scar that you'll look at and see how God made you a star through that scar. But see, for too many of us, that open wound, we don't let the bandage of God's word stay over it. We keep ripping it off. What do you mean, Dr. V? How do we rip it off? Well, you keep telling everybody about it. Anybody who stops and talks to you for 10, 20, 40 minutes, you will go back to stuff that happened 5, 10, 15 years ago. A whole lot of us need to say amen and oh me, I'm going to do better. And this time of fasting and prayer is going to help me grow up so that I can be all. Because God can't trust us with some of the things he's promised us. If these little foxes on the vine, if this unforgiveness isn't resolved, if this anger isn't resolved, patience isn't portrayed. He loves us more than anything, but he loves his other sheep just as much. So that I've only finished two of them today out of my last five. I pray this bless somebody because I truly heard God make me slow down this morning. That the number seven, I will speak words of peace in every problem in my life. And I'm going to put the word on it, Isaiah 26:3. And I will not worry. I will trust, confident expectation, that God is in control. 1 Peter 5:7. Come on back, Minister Cynthia. We'll keep moving on with this the next time we're together. I just decree these words be in your life. Amen. Back to you, Minister Cynthia.
Thank you, Dr. Vanessa Weatherford, for that profound word. I will speak peace in my life. Hallelujah. Oh, I thank you. So many nuggets. I'm just writing so fast. God is good. I said, you know, let me just, I share with you guys. You was going for a treat, so this is your treat. Please, I tell you, everyone, we'll come back and she, after this close, we'll come back and she will we'll call back for the benediction after a few announcements, and I'm just still so smiling this morning. Let us pray and pray over our prayer request this morning. Dear God, thank you for this providing us. Help us to rely on you daily for everything. Lord, we need you. We thank you for that profound word this morning, for Dr. Vanessa Weatherford this morning, praying and fasting. Hallelujah. We need the Lord like we never leave before. I speak peace over your life. I will not worry. I'll be centered. I will give God everything and let him take it to the Lord in prayer. We thank him for this morning for those profound words. Father, we ask you to bless her with an overflow of blessings. Bless her and Mother Joseph, Lord. Give her everything she needs, Lord. She is our Mother Eagle. Hallelujah, God. She has done so much. I thank God for this prayer this morning. And, Lord, we love you and adore you. We give thanks to all of praise for the two amazing co-founders. Like I said, Reverend Dr. P.K. Robinson, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherford, for the leadership. You said we just had leadership, God, on the master call Monday through Friday. Come back with our new founder, new guest. We also want to lift up everyone that joined us here, the new. We have so many new people joining us this morning. We thank you. We pray for everyone in the Diaz de Leon family for sharing artist life with us worldwide. We pray for Mother Joseph, Mother Eleanor, Mother Owens, Mother Scott for their health and strength this morning. And, Lord, travel with them on this journey, Lord. We pray for every frontline worker, hallelujah, this morning, God. For COVID, that anyone in their family has been touched, either our family has been touched by COVID-19 pandemic. heal everyone and lift up the bereaved family this morning, Lord. They need you like never before. We comfort them, Lord. Comfort them, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. So I'm excited. I guess you say, oh, God, this is so much this morning. I thank God for this call. Let me just say, do you want to hear this playback for this powerful message this morning that Dr. Vanessa Rutherford shared with us? The number is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085, and the PIN number is 957-677 pound. And I want to share with you day 18. We want to fasting and praying. So pray for a fresh, new, God-ordained, prophetic, strategic from heaven. Christ-centered, created, and anointed acceleration of the manifestation of our goals and dreams and visions. Isaiah 43:18-19. Remember, ye not the form things, neither consider things of old. 19 said, behold, I will do new things now, and shall spring forth, and shall yet not know it. I'll even make waves in the wilderness and the river of the desert. So everyone, please go out to that site, and please, thematicscall.net, and you will see all our bios. Yes, I want to share with you too this morning, please check out your WhatsApp app. And also this morning we have the new master call. It will be right after this call. That number is 712-770-4005. 712-770-4005. The PIN number is 294. And our guest speaker this morning is going to be Director Deborah Smith will be hosting us this morning. Thank you, Minister Lou, for greeting us this morning, opening us with that power for us. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for ushering us in this morning with the praise and worship. I said thank you, Reverend Dr. Vanessa, once again for that powerful message this morning. Will you close us out in a benediction, please?
Thank you. And I forgot to shout out to our dear Minister Ruth, who greeted and seated us this morning. Definitely want to include her, our newest member of our team. Thank you. And I'm encouraging everybody to head over to our MNC call. Today is Testimonial Thursdays. And so many of you are new on this call. You need to hear with your own ears the powerful testimonies that come from those who've used our products. And so please make a point to come on and listen. We love Awareness Wednesdays also. That yesterday with PCOS, that was such powerful teaching. But Thursdays, it's good to hear our why it's so important, why these products have been such an answer to prayer for so many people. And Testimonial Thursdays are always so rich. For our new guests and friends, we're definitely extending a special invitation to join us there. All righty. Thank you for hearing by the Spirit of the Lord the word today. Father, I just thank you for this opportunity to share your word. Now, as they leave this call, benevolent your presence, arrest us by the Holy Ghost, the power and the importance to fast and pray, and that we will not worry about anything. We'll apply the word to it, God. We'll know that you can do all things, and we'll speak the words of peace over every area of our life and watch you show up and show out in our behalf. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have an absolutely awesome day. Hope to see many of you all on the Testimonial Thursday call in just a few minutes. Be blessed. Bye-bye.